The United Kingdom is a state made up of the historic countries of England, Wales, and Scotland, as well as Northern Ireland. It is known as the home of both modern parliamentary democracy and the Industrial Revolution. Two world wars and the end of empire diminished its role in the 20th century, and the 2016 referendum vote to leave the European Union has raised significant questions about the country's global role. Nonetheless, the United Kingdom remains an economic and military power with great political and cultural influence around the world. Head of State, Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, ascended to the throne of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland in 1952 upon the death of her father, George VI. In September 2015, she became Britain's longest reigning monarch, surpassing the record of her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. She is also head of state of 16 independent countries, including Canada and Australia. Prime Minister, Theresa May. Theresa May became Prime Minister in July 2016 on the resignation of her predecessor and fellow Conservative David Cameron in the wake of a referendum vote for Britain to leave the European Union. Mrs. May backed Mr. Cameron's support for Britain to remain in the EU, but faces the task of overseeing its exit. The UK has a strong tradition of public service broadcasting and an international reputation for creative programme making. The fledgling BBC began daily radio broadcasts in 1922 and quickly came to play a pivotal role in national life. The Empire Service, the forerunner of the BBC World Service, established a reputation worldwide. The BBC is funded by a licence fee, which all households with a TV set must pay. Commercial TV began in 1955 with the launch of ITV, while commercial radio arrived in the 1970s. Hundreds of privately owned radio and TV stations now compete with the BBC for listeners and viewers. There are numerous national and local papers reflecting the full spectrum of news and opinion. In recent years, printed newspaper circulations have been sliding while online readership has surged.